Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Australians got Indian fatigue much faster than Canadians did. In Melbourne they're proposing to create Little India, and there's a huge backlash from locals. If you think they're racist, they aren't. There are tons of Chinese people in Chinatowns in Australia, so how come those aren't a problem? Because Indians are not compatible with Australian values. If they want a little India, how about going back to big India? Most Westerners are sick of the scams and the harassment. Up next, here's Freddie Mercury having a sleepover with some close friends in 1980. Looks like it's an AIDS party. Those guys look like they created AIDS with those mustaches. I'm sure the cleaners must have had their work cut out for them in the next few days. Then again, he didn't have AIDS. It wasn't possible. They were just goofing around. Nothing like some good old-fashioned heterosexual male activities. You have to envy gay men, though. Imagine if you're straight and were surrounded by this many hot women in your bed. You'd be smiling unlike Freddie Mercury here. Number three, here's the early retirement starter pack. But seriously, what's the point of being wealthy when you have to live like this for the rest of your life? I'd be worried that the brakes would stop working on that Corolla. Then again, who am I kidding? Those things are so reliable that I saw one guy drive 1,000,000 miles on that thing. My goal would basically be to get to 10 million bucks and then live off of 10 to 15% yield off of annualized index fund growth. Wish me luck. Moving on, this didn't win the internet. It lost it. This trans woman sues Victoria's Secret after their lace panties rip her surgery wounds. Remember, folks, that actual vaginas are more durable than this and are able to push a baby through them, and won't split open like a Thanksgiving Day turkey when you sneeze. She must be a fun time when she brings home men now and tells them that's not her picture of her husband on the side of the dresser, but instead it's her before her operation. Number 5, no, not the Hoff. Looks like another one of my childhood heroes is about to bite the dust. He looks the way I felt all of last year from pain. But I think things will be fine because apparently they're doing some hip and knee prosthesis surgeries on him. Those are a pain in the butt. If you don't get them done early enough, then you might be immobile for the rest of your life. My mother had a knee replacement and she's fine now. And for the Hoff, it looks like he switched kit for a wheelchair. Up next, here's the difference in how women would look with a guy that would worship the ground she walks on versus the guy who cheats on her 100 times. If he has the ability to cheat, then that signals to her that he's a high-quality man worth doing anything for. If he's simping out, then his options must be limited. Notice she's put those glasses up as a barrier from his baby batter shots. Meanwhile, for the guy who cheats, she welcomes him on her face. Number 7, what's your first thought when you hear that the Democrats want AOC and Jasmine Crockett on the 2028 presidential ticket? I'm thinking it'll be J.D. Vance's election to lose. But Polymarket is only giving AOC a 9% chance of running. It looks like Polymarket thinks there's a 25% chance that Gavin Newsom will be running instead. Imagine if what he's doing to California he was trying to do to the rest of the country. God help America if he wins. Moving on, do you wish the car manufacturers would just bring back old models and not change anything in them and just make them new? They never would do that because then no one would buy the new ones with all the tracking software and touchscreens. The only reason people want old cars is because of nostalgia. If you had to use them as a daily driver, then you would tire of them because of all the rust, repairs, and higher fuel costs. Plus, who wants an AM/FM tape player on their car and nothing else? Most people would die without their heated seats. Number 9, Elon Musk says the problem with people who promote the idea of eating the rich don't realize that once the rich are gone that they'll starve. Also, once the millionaires leave the West en masse because of its decline and falling quality of life, the eat the rich crowd will go after what's left of the middle class. Atlas Shrugged wasn't fiction. It was a documentary. Once the productive people leave, everything ends up falling apart. Up next, people say that Gen Z doesn't realize what they missed out on. I beg to differ. They know quite well what they missed. They look back at old films from the 50s and 60s with the boomers living like kings, and they wonder why can't we have this? Back when things were this cheap, I was saving money like there was no tomorrow. I didn't know how good I had it. But if I hadn't saved all that moolah, I wouldn't be within reach of escaping the Matrix. They know what they missed. That's why they're pissed. Number 11, this is quite common. This lesbian says she's done dating women and now respects men for dealing with women. From what I've seen, real lesbians are quite rare and she was probably just bi and now wants to live life on easy mode, while getting D'd down. There's a good reason that lesbian marriages have the highest divorce rates. This reminds me of the story of the lesbian Nora Vincent. She lived as a man for a year and also respected men for dealing with women. Moving on, here's one man who knows what it's like dealing with the chicks. He was attacked by his ex-wife while he slept, and she gave him an acid bath and left him to die in agony. Why the hell would she do that? Maybe because he's the only man in history to win an argument. Note to self, always let women win arguments. Her defense will probably be that her menstrual cycle is not aligned with her sign, and therefore she'll only get 10 days of community service. Maybe she was pissed off because he was a nice guy that didn't cheat on her. Number 13 former Spicy Content star Mia Khalifa says she feels like she was exploited by the industry. I have zero Fs to give because she's just saying this for more attention and to get a boost on her OF subscription numbers. She claims she's a victim of the adult industry, but she's still part of it. Hypocrite much. Ironically, that's the only reason people know who she is in the first place and why she's got $10 million now, which is because of that industry. Up next, Chris here says that here's why she'll be keeping her shoes on in your shoeless home. As far as I'm concerned, this is disrespectful. That's fine, though, because if she tries to come in, I'll pull a Gandalf and tell her that she shall not pass. As far as the United States goes, it's just assumed that most people wear shoes in the house. In Canada, it's different because it's snowing for much of the year. So you definitely don't want to be tracking snow and slush into your home. Number 15, women drivers, am I right? This NASCAR driver cries after an in-car meltdown and rage quits. She seems to have gone in through NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program, and not because of her skills. At least she's off the track and won't be killing anyone. Natalie Decker here also hit a wrecked car in the middle of a track. She started swearing after hitting him as well. She needed to slow down with a crash up ahead, but she didn't. Track racing girl bosses are not needed. Moving on, here's a map of oil reserves in North America. The only Canadian province with 99% of Canada's oil is Alberta. And just imagine what happens to Canada if Alberta votes to leave. They'll probably join the United States and let the rest of Canada sink. All the liberal dimwits in Canada would be crying up a storm because they know that eventually the rest of the country would have no choice but to join America. I think that's part of the plan. Then Hudson's Bay will be named to Trump's Bay. Number 17 here is St. Anne's Cathedral in Buffalo. And it was sold to a Muslim community and will now be converted into a mosque. I guess that's better than being set on fire or undergoing demolition by neglect. It was sold to a holding company that intended to turn it into a mosque for just $250,000. I've been to a few converted churches. One was an event center in Windsor, Ontario. Another became a brewery and a few others in Toronto became condos. Adaptive reuse is nothing new. Up next, remember folks, a woman can be looking at you like this the whole time that she's lying to you. She's trying to trigger your simping gene so you feel bad for her and so that you won't hit her. She'll try to show herself to be the victim even if she's the perpetrator. All I see here are crocodile tears. This is one of the tools they use in their NPC toolkit to help them avoid accountability. Remember that when she's crying, she's lying. I'm so tired of this. Number 19, women are sold a bunch of hooey, being told that it was oppressive to stay at home and take care of their families and that working for a big corporation was liberating. But this is way too rational. The reason women went to work because there was no one to gossip with at home and no one to cheat on their husband with, and therefore no possibility of monkey branching to another man. Do you really think the majority of women do much at work anyway? Moving on, here's Justin Trudeau's son. Dude looks like he's going to be an incel for life. The only way he's going to get laid is if he uses his trust fund as bait to attract some snow bunnies. He also looks like he's just starting off his transition with that top. What would his rapper name be? How about Little Carbon Tax? Or Knob Gobbler? Shrek Jr. Or Little Castro? Also, what's up with his nose? He's got to get a nose job, close the gap between his teeth, and put on some masculine clothing, and then he'll definitely get laid. Number 21, is this relationship okay? Yes, if you're a white man in the Philippines and he's about to get wrecked financially. As for the West, older women aren't fine with this because it limits their options. But unless they can change the law somehow, then they need to keep their mouth shut all about it. Also, am I the only one that thinks that a 22-year-old here looks like she's 11 for some reason, or like that guy's daughter? Up next, Canadians should be outraged by this, but they ain't for some reason. There's a viral petition to make the Canadian city of Brampton an Indian International Territory. That's a fancy way of saying that they want to bring in as many Indians into Canada as they want. Then they can leave Brampton illegally and sneak into the rest of the country. If this were ever to become reality, I'd leave Canada, because I'm in the west end of Toronto, near Brampton's border. Number 23, here's Nicolas Cage shocking everyone at the Cannes International Film Festival, with his new youthful look. Obviously that retarded beard is a great way to hide his age by looking weird. Meanwhile, here's a picture of poor old John Travolta looking on. I guess you're not getting the humor if you've never watched the film Face Off back in 1997. If you do get that reference, then greetings to you. Moving on, here's this woman preparing for her sixth date of the week. Looks like another foodie call, and she's probably trying to get her grocery and food bills as low as possible by having men subsidize her lifestyle. But the guy she's going out with, she's just dashing their hopes and dreams. And women wonder why more men than ever are checking out of the dating market and going their own way. Dating has become a humiliation ritual for men. Number 25 on the last one, someone says here's the difference between the girls he likes and the girls that like him. Maria pipes in and says, who the hell says I like you? It's funny because you know that even the worst looking bumpkin of a woman would still say something like that. Also, am I the only one that believes Maria looks like Chris Chan? When you realize that both of these women are after the same top 5% of men, you'll understand the problems we really face. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.